Hello everyone, my name is Oluwafemi Oluwadurotimi Popola. I am the author of a book called I Am Existence, which also happens to be the name of this podcast. So this is the I Am Existence podcast. Hi again, this is Oluwafemi. So today we're going to be talking about a chapter from the book called The Deck is Stacked. Now, we have this misconception a lot of times that light and darkness are on opposite sides, and there is a tug of war between the light and the dark, and all of that stuff. Yes, the Bible says the light shines in darkness, darkness cannot comprehend it. And people have said often that darkness is the absence of light, there's no competition between the two. But I want to kind of give a little bit of insight to the extent to which it's not even a contest. The reason why people struggle with it is because of our own weaknesses and our own flaws. But if you're looking at the reality of God's existence, the reality of God's realm, and the way we are supposed to relate with it, there isn't even a contest. I would like to remind everybody that when God made Adam, he told him to have dominion over all the earth. And Adam was to have dominion over the earth. And then Adam transgressed and lost the entire realm of the earth, handed over the entire realm of the earth to the devil. It was this realm of the earth that Adam lost, that he single-handedly controlled, single-handedly had authority over, that all the principalities and powers now are sharing amongst themselves. There is no contest. If we can only rise to the realm to which Adam was, we will be far superior. But God has called us not to even rise to the level of Adam. He has called us to a higher calling, to rise to the level of Christ. And he has given us every resource to bring us to that realm. There are people on the earth today who walk into a deliverance session and don't even say a word. And whoever it is that is manifesting those problems will just instantly, they recognize that the authority has arrived. So, we're talking about the fact that the deck is stacked. And God, who created all his creation for his pleasure, which, as we have discussed, light is an expression of his pleasure. He made all things for his pleasure. And he has put together all the resources to express that pleasure. Day one, God said, let there be light. Day two, God said, let the waters be separated. Day three, God said, let the dry land appear. All of those resources, all of that hard work, all of that mind, mental gymnastics that God was doing to try and create an environment and to make the resources available and everything, was to fulfill the need or the availability for resources for light, so that light can be fully expressed. Because like we said, light is an expression of his pleasure. God made no resources available, none whatsoever. When it comes to his creation, he made no resources available whatsoever for darkness. Everything that darkness has, it stole from the light. And so when you're thinking about the contest between light and darkness, everything is available. Everything is available to those who are walking in the light. And a lot of times we need to be, the enemy has to deceive us to steal those resources from us and then use those resources against us. One of the enemy's biggest tricks is to offer us something that already belongs to us and then make us trade for that thing. And then we trade something precious for something that is already ours, that he made us believe did not belong to us in the first place. It's like all these people that say they sold their soul to the devil. You can't do that. Your soul is in God's hand. Satan is, you're not selling anything. All you're doing is taking on the nature of his corruption and getting into further and further into the realm of God's displeasure, which is darkness, which he happens to be an administrator of, but he doesn't own. He's just an administrator. And all he's doing is trying to offer you resources that already belong to you if you walk in the light. So Satan's biggest trick, working with the limited resources that he has, is to make you believe that he has something that he doesn't, and you don't have something that actually you do. So he will make you either to not know or not believe that God exists, Satan exists, or a war exists. It is just as beneficial to the enemy to convince you that God does not exist as it is to convince you that the devil does not exist. And many people who have had real-time encounters with evil, it is through that they come to realize that if there is something this dark, then there has to be a God. But the reality is that the deck is stacked against him, and we have nothing to worry about. All we need to do is make sure that as we walk with the Lord, that first of all, we need to walk with the Lord. We don't stand a chance because our nature is already fallen. But once we are in the Lord, we begin to walk in the light, and all the resources of heaven, all the resources of creation are available to us. And all we need to do is walk with the Lord to show us how to access those resources and to win the battle. So, why is all of this information necessary? What is the point of understanding that there are certain raw materials that God works with? What is the point of understanding that Satan does not own anything? He's an administrator. What is the point of understanding the real meaning of evil, of darkness, of light? I believe that this knowledge is essential because for those of us who have grown up in church or have a foundational belief, it's easy to shut our brains off and believe everything that we hear in church and just say, okay, this is what I believe, this is what I've always known. But there are many questions that have not been answered. For some people, those unanswered questions are enough to keep them away from God. And God wants us to have an understanding. The Bible says that it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the honor of kings to search it out. Understanding is crucial. Understanding is important because understanding will help us understand, will help us to figure out who we are, why we are here, how did we get here, and what exactly is our purpose, and how do we deal with all of these things around us that don't seem to make sense in a world that is allegedly created by a God who is nothing but love. I think that the expression that we have had for a long time and believed in many Christian circles, where we say God is good all the time, has done a lot more harm than good. When I used to attend a certain church, when people would say God is good all the time, I began to gradually influence the culture of the church to what the Bible actually says. It says, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Nowhere does it say that God is good all the time. Because when God is pissed, he's not good. he's very, very bad. One thing about God is this. God loves to be happy. He doesn't like being unhappy. And he expresses more of his pleasure than he does of his displeasure. But because God is so large and so vast, whether it's his pleasure or his displeasure, one human life cannot contain it. Have you ever wondered why the Bible says that when God is pleased with you, he will bless you for 1,000 generations? But when he's angry with you, you have problems for the next 3 or 4 generations. It's because even the slightest expression of his anger with you, your entire life cannot contain it. So it will spill over, and then it will spill over. And then maybe by the 3rd or the 4th generation, if some knucklehead in your lineage doesn't go and annoy him again, it will finish. But if you make God happy, the blessing he pours out on you cannot be contained in one lifetime. It will continue going. Your children will enjoy, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, for 1,000 generations. But to say that he's good all the time, I believe, is one of the things that has made people confused. I remember listening to this famous scientist guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson, I believe his name is, and they asked him if he believes in God. And he first rambled on and on and tried to give this very political answer. And then the person said, no, we're not talking about generally. I'm talking about you. Do you believe that there is a God? And his response was very telling. He said, when people talk of God, they talk about a God who has all power and is all good. But when you look around you, if a God is all powerful and is all good, you cannot account for the amount of evil that is going on in the world. So it's either one, God is not all powerful, or two, he is not all good. It can't be both with the evidence we see around us. And so that is the reason why I believe that this understanding is crucial. God, just like, let me not say God just like us, we just like God are able to be pleased and displeased. And like we talked about in the book of, I believe it's 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel, when David had an affair with Bathsheba and then killed her husband. I remember once when I was reading that section of the Bible and I saw a line at the end of that chapter. I said, and the Lord was not pleased with what David had done. And it's something I've seen several times in so many different places, but it struck me that God can be displeased, and he can. And his displeasure is what we understand to be darkness. And his displeasure is what brings us into a place that we call evil, where the administrator of that realm is the one we call the devil. But he is not the one that we have our fight with. Thank you very much. I hope this has been very enlightening. And I look forward to people making inquiries, asking any questions. You can check out my book on Amazon and leave a comment, leave a remark, leave a review on the book. I would appreciate that. Thank you very much. So that will be all for today on today's episode. If you're interested in learning a little bit more, you can purchase the book on Amazon. You can just do an Amazon search for I Am Existence by Oluwafemi Oluwadurotimi Popola.